Well, praise God. And even though I didn't get your name, we just thank you so much for calling and joining us this morning. And we do welcome you with Kingdom Greetings. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We thank you so much, O Lord, for your goodness and your mercy and your love towards us. We thank you, Lord, for saving our souls. We thank you, O God, for being that lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. Father, we thank and praise you that you have entrusted us with the word, that we are your ambassadors, and we will go out and be a witness, and we will share the word in our backyard, O Lord, in our community, O Lord, in our states, O Lord, and even in the world, because, O God, we know we have the internet, and you said that let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So we thank you for entrusting us as your disciples. Father, we thank and praise you for the TMC call. We thank and praise you, Lord, for its founders, Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank and praise you, O God, for the D.A. de Leon family. O Lord, we thank you for watching over them and for ordering their footsteps and being that lamp unto their feet and light unto their path. Father, we thank you, Lord, that they were just faithful to the call, your voice, O Lord, and they hearkened. Now, Father, I ask that you will do the above and beyond all in their lives, Lord, that favor just rain down upon them, O God, and that you continue to enlarge their territory. Father, now we ask that you please forgive us of our sins and just help us to be like you in everything we do. Father, we lift up Leroy Banks this morning, who is going into surgery. That is Dorothy Cook's son. Father, we lift up our evangelist, Gwen Beatty, in Jesus' name. Father, we know that you can do more than we can ever ask or think. Now, Father, we just continue to pray, and we will pray for those, lift them up some more when we go into our closing prayers, Father. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you that they stopped by here knowing that there is a rhema word to be heard. Now, Lord, we bind the airwaves in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that the word will go forth with clarity, that it will not be not a nugget of the word will be dropped this morning, that it will just get into our hearts, O Lord, and we will go out and share it with someone. We thank you for this anniversary week of the TMC call, O Lord. Father, that so many lives have been transformed, and we thank you, Lord, that we are seeking you together because we are better together. Now, Lord, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa, who will bring us the word, that you continue to gird her up, O Lord, and that you continue to be everything she needs you to be. And we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and thank you, Lord, for our TMC listeners. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to turn the call over to our host. I love you with the love of the Lord. And have a go out and have a kingdom blessed day. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, sis. God bless you. Praise God, praise God. My name is Robin Wilson. I am here also to welcome you, family, and today is our Wednesday. Just as Sister Willis said, we are going to be a witness. We thank God for you being on this call with us, to our new listeners, to our family members, and to those who may just have heard about us for the first or second time. You are welcome. And this is the Master's Call. And the Master's Call is about the Master, and we are his witness. We seek him. We tell others about him. We pray to him. We pray about him. We praise him and we exalt his holy name because he truly is the Master. And our call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts and also by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And these victorious women of God had a mandate, heard the voice of God, and brought this call forward. And we are truly blessed by the fruit of it. So, Father, we thank you for that. And with this call, we have a mission statement. Our mission statement is we are being enriched, we are being enhanced, and we are being empowered because we are believers. And this is how we start our day, every single day. And I'm going to give you our website address because there's additional information that you can find out about us. And our website address is www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. We started this call October 25th. We have a birthday celebration. We've been celebrating all month. We've been celebrating every day of our life. But tomorrow we're going to have a big celebration with Pastor Chuck. And I'm just excited because God is really doing some great things in each one of our lives. If you would like to share that information with us, send us an email, and you can send that to themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We are looking for prayer intercessors, men and women. You know how to pray. Even if you just say, Jesus, I know your word won't return void. That's praying unto the Lord. So we want you to join us. You don't have to pray about it. You don't have to be sensitive to the voice of God. You know his voice, and we are all mandated to pray. So join us. And again, that is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And what I'd like to do right now is let you know that we are going to hear from our victorious woman of God, one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa. We did a little switcheroo today, and it's good to be fresh. It's good to receive something new, and it's good not to just be set in a routine. So God is faithful. She's going to bring us the word today. She is a pastor. She is a very faithful child of God to her parent, her mom, Mother Josie, and she is also known as the Mother Eagle. She is a prophet of God, and she teaches us the word. So without further ado, I love her. I'm going to bring her forward so that you will be able to hear the word of God. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am, and good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you to Minister Robin, our prayer general. So appreciate you, love you, and thanking God for all you do for the call. And to Minister Willa, thank you so much for that powerful strategic prayer this morning and greeting God's people to this call. To our entire Master's Call family, to our ones who've been with us since 2 years ago tomorrow, day one, to the ones where this is your first time on the call, warmest kingdom greetings to each and every one of you. We celebrate the God in you and thank you for being a part of what God is doing, as I love to say, in us, but at most what God is doing through us. I'm excited today to bring a word that I feel is just a meat and potatoes, practical word. We've been talking on Mondays. I've been dealing with determining your destiny, your choices, and the right godly responses, and especially as it's outlined in this hellacious time of Halloween where too many people in America are celebrating the devil's, the Satan's holiday, and we've been learning about that. But I'm going to talk about what allows that to get on the wrong track. And this morning I want to teach about the journey to a godly mindset with that backdrop of how we are determining our destiny. And this morning we're reevaluating, we're reassessing, we're reviewing our choices to make sure that we have the right godly mindsets and responses. And how does that happen? Got to get our mind right. Got to get the right thoughts going through it. I taught last year from a revelation God gave me way back when I was in seminary at Oral Roberts University back in 1991. I was on an extended fast, just really going through trying to figure out why I was there in school and what was this about this call on my life. And God gave me this stair-step understanding for how we all get from an experience that happens in our lives all the way to how we put that in the collection of our wisdom. In other words, everybody has had different experiences on this line this morning. And then with that, from the experience, it'll bring you some knowledge. But that's only half loaf. But from the knowledge, from what you had happen, a cause and a reaction, did you get or did you birth good understanding? We all have had experiences, and we know that if we do this, then that will happen. But that's just facts. Have you filtered the facts to get some good godly understanding? And then he helped me understand that a collection, when you start getting a fuller amount of good understanding, then you begin to walk in wisdom. And so I'm talking this morning about the journey to that godly mindset of the experiences that we have in our life, the things that come across our path, the things in life that are showered on all of us, They bring us knowledge, but do we press into God to gain some godly understanding so that we walk as men and women of God with wisdom? And see, we have to understand that each one of these things that happen, the experiences, they begin to determine that destiny. And that's how we've been talking about making the right choices with the experiences. So we have the right godly responses with the right mindset. What's our scripture? Oh, of course, the Book of Wisdom, Proverbs 4. Very, very, very familiar passage to most of you all. You know, I was taught years ago, early in my Bible Christian walk, and I hope many of you all are doing this, that every day I read a Proverbs, so that 12 times a year, you know, yes, some months have a little shorter than others, and I double up, but every day I read a proverb. Today is the 24th of October, so I'll be reading the 24th Proverbs, so that that wisdom is getting saturated and beginning to marinate in my soul and in my mindset. So our text for our teaching today comes from Proverbs 4, verses 4 through 8. Proverbs 4, verses 4 through 8. And this is a book that is talking about the highest call, which is to walk in wisdom. See, we got a lot of folks who know and have knowledge, have facts, but they haven't organized the facts. They haven't structured the facts so that it gains them and allows them to step up higher into understanding, so that under their belt, in their loins, they're birthing a lot of good understanding and are able to walk in wisdom. It's Proverbs 4, that 4th through 8th verse reads, "He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live." Oh, that's basic right there. Keep my commandments and live. Verse 5, get wisdom. In the Greek, that word is Sophia. That's what wisdom means, Sophia. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. In other words, guard her. Keep her close in wisdom. She will preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, give wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Verse 8, exalt her, we're talking about wisdom, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So again, we all start with an experience, and from that experience we gained knowledge. Just like a little child, when they touch the stove, and they didn't know that you just got through baking, and they got knowledge to know that's hot. They'll point to that thing and say, hot, hot, hot. But see, they aren't tall enough to look and see all the little knobs of what you turned on and what you turned off. And when you scoop them up and you pick them up and they're able to see how you cut on the oven, then they start gaining some understanding. So that experience of touching that hot stove, they had a knowledge of a fact, but now they get to see the controls and they get understanding. And as they see you function day in and day out, they gain wisdom. Oh, it's that simple, but so profound that many of us keep choosing the bad relationships. Well, we got knowledge, but we had never gained good understanding. Some of us have these cycles in our life, and we know some facts, we have some knowledge, but we want to get a godly mindset so we can break some bad habits, make better choices, and get godly understanding so that we walk in wisdom. We all have experiences during our life, some positive and some negative, but regardless, they change us. After an experience, we can never go totally back to where we were. The experience forces a change, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. So let's learn today to ask the right questions when we start from all of our experiences. We're going to talk about three key points. We're going to learn to ask the right questions, because the ultimate goal is to get to that place called destiny. Each and every one of us, you're birthed, I'm birthed in this world to achieve a goal ordained by God. And every step along the way, it comes with a choice, and we have to make the right choices. Number one, experiences shape our perspectives. Experiences shape our perspectives. Learn the right lessons from all of your experiences. See, some of us have an experience with a cup, a glass of water. Some get negative and they see the glass as half empty. Others will have that experience and see the glass as half full and get excited on how they're going to fill it on up. In other words, some of us have a bad experience, and it makes us retreat never again to get back on the road of life, traveling toward destiny. Others have it and say, devil, you have lost your slap-dab mind. I know the word. And Proverbs tells me that in that sixth chapter, that 31st verse, you got to give it back up, homeboy, seven times. So from that bad experience, I'm going to stay on the word and get my return. Experience shape our perspective. Secondly, experiences shape our character. Experiences shape our character. What is our character? The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5. Those verses that we all read and we know in 21 through 23, 22, those nine fruits that make up who we are, and whether we in God's gym build muscle of faith and not just frustration and failure. See, it's all about how we react, and that shapes our character. Back to those choices. Do you choose to get mad, take up all your marbles, and go home? Or do you choose to stand flat-footed and remind the atmosphere in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Come on, it's a good fight. I used to love when I was in school, our pastor used to say, sometimes you got to be like a postage stamp. Take a licking, but keep on sticking so that you arrive at that place called destiny. Experiences shape your character. Well, thirdly, we choose. We're asking the right questions. We choose. If we let the experience be a testimony of God's faithfulness to others, we get to choose. God created us as creatures of choice. If we let the experience be a testimony of God's faithfulness to others. In other words, are you going to pass the test or just keep on having a moaning and complaining? Oh, come on, we know some people, when we see them coming, we're like, ooh, they're so negative. What they're going to be complaining about now? Always seeing that same glass half empty instead of half full. From that experience, it didn't make them better. They got bitter. Oh, when they hit that place of pain, they let it poison their hearts instead of seeing God's purpose through it all. Remember, the prophetic word that God's giving us in this season is that when we create an anointed atmosphere in 2012, all is well. Let God create in us, divinely arrange us, making the right choices so that we respond on our way toward destiny. Let each experience bring us into divine alignment. Get some balance in our lives. Balance is not a cuss word. Too much of anything is not good for you. It becomes toxic. Seek his face during our times of fasting and consecration for a godly balance. See, most of us, we just balance our fast at the beginning of the year or when there's a crisis, but you should be living a fasted life. What do you mean, Dr. V? Well, there should be times even once a month or once a week where you shut down and make sure that you didn't take a wrong detour. God, you gave me a mandate. You gave me a dream. You gave me a vision. I want to make sure that every day I'm making the right choices. I didn't let any deception seep in my heart. I didn't deny some things that you had destined as part of my journey. Let each experience lead us toward divine order in every area of our life. You know, almost all of us hate change, but change gets us into divine order. When in times of prayer and reading your word and God flashes in our face and puts in our remembrance some things that we got to tweak, Holy Ghost tweaks, when he reminds you, you could have spoke differently to your child today, the way you handled that situation. Yes, you were right, but how you handled it was very wrong. It didn't glorify me. And it definitely didn't edify others. We've got to allow God to divinely align us, you know, just like your car, when you divinely align the wheel alignment so it rolls smoothly down the road. Well, in the spiritual realm, rolling smoothly in your life toward the divine order of God, you want to make sure that you're keeping his godly balance. Oh, today we're talking about the journey to a godly mindset, the journey to a godly mindset. Let each experience lead us to embrace divine justice. Let each experience lead us to embrace divine justice. Oh, there is a divine order. All my life I remember, and it echoes in my mind, Mom used to say that the wheels of justice may turn slow, but don't worry, dear, they are turning. In other words, a rabbit can run a long time before a good, swift, fast dog catches it. You may think people are getting by with stuff, but don't worry about it. The justice of God sees all. And even sometimes when you may not see it in your lifetime, it comes. We have that as a history for many of us of African-American descent. Our great-great-great-grandparents on those cotton fields thought they'd never see a day of equality. And I know they couldn't wrap their mind around ever seeing an African-American president. Oh, but the justice of God will correct the wrongs and align divinely the right. So in your own life, that's why we have to forgive and give it to God. And with every experience, allow him to make sure it's balanced in his eyes and lining up with his godly order, bringing about his divine justice. So with every experience, we should endeavor to gain, to collect the right information. Let's talk about these experiences we have every day. Do all you can do by first desiring information. It is not cute to want to remain ignorant about things. Girl, what you don't know can't hurt you. That's a lie out the pit of hell. The house is on fire just because you can't smell the smoke yet. Everybody else is bailing because they know it's about to burn up. No, you want to know information. Every day we should be asking God to download into our understanding the mysteries of God. Download into our hearts, God, what you want us to know. The godly mindset, God, get you some Holy Ghost Clorox and get out, clean out that stinking thinking. I may have been in a home where everybody was negative. I may have allowed myself to become arrogant, being the big fish in a small pond and didn't have people in my life to stretch me. Oh, God, I may need to help you kick that door of fear out of my life so that I can face the challenges with faith that you've given me. I want to do all I can do, knowing that you'll do in the universe all we cannot do. And our experiences and knowledge, when we have those experiences and we gain knowledge, they're the keys to the door of understanding. Healthy Christian growth is on the other side. See, some of us, we've been sitting in church, been around the things of God, but it hasn't infiltrated. It has to saturate it in our being. Well, how can you say that, Dr. V? Well, you're still cussing like a sailor. You're still too carnal. Love Jesus. Nobody's judging that. But you're still too quick to respond like the world responds instead of what the word of God says. You got to say amen and owe me sometimes. Because, see, you're still talking about revenge and God said forgive. You still scheming the hustle, and God said, be holy and just trust in me. And so we've got to choose to get the good understanding and do it according to the word. Well, how does that good understanding really come, Dr. Vanessa? Well, it comes out of intimacy. See, intimacy with God will develop knowledge and birth godly understanding. And the key about intimacy is that it takes time. You can't be intimate with someone you just met yesterday. Well, I know some of y'all can maybe physically, but keeping it holy, you don't really know all the things about them, their favorite color, their favorite food, their favorite hobbies and stuff, until you spend some time even seeing how they react to stress, how they react to betrayal, how they act to handling the accusations of others. Intimacy takes time. Intimacy takes a word a lot of us hate, consistency and commitment is that other thing some of us don't like. Intimacy takes consistency and commitment. Intimacy takes transparency with God and truth.
with God about our own selves, to get in the holy mirror before God and let the light of his word shine on us. And when we get intimate with God, see, others may be fooled by some things. All of us, you know, we can fake it and shake it good with some things, but when we get before our righteous Savior, he sees and knows all. And in the intimate time with God, Jehovah, that Gnohi in the Greek, like Adam knew Eve, he knows and calls us out so that we grow with good understanding. Intimacy will cause you to receive and conceive the knowledge to gain understanding. And remember, we have that good godly understanding, and we have it day by day, week by week, year by year. We get to graduate in the spirit to walking in wisdom, to being those men and women of God who have the wisdom of God. So what we're saying in summation, with the journey of a godly mindset every day, each day, when you have an experience, ask the right questions. God, what are you trying to show me with this? God, what do you mean? God, what would you have me to do? How would you have me to react? So in my category of knowledge with the facts, I'll place it where it belongs. I'll make the right choices so that I am walking out with your godly responses. And when we do that, then we'll have that mind of Christ. And in this season when the enemy is trying to bombard us with deception and delusions about anything good out of Halloween, where there is none, we'll keep a godly mindset. We'll keep being that light in dark places. We'll keep being Jesus' hand extended. We'll keep pointing others to Calvary and Golgotha's cross, where the blood of Jesus cleanses all and helps us all become those ministers in the marketplace, together doing it better. All we speak the blessings of God and decree godly mindsets on each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. I'm going to call Sister Tiffany to come forward, and if you can just bring our prayer request forward in the last couple of minutes. And then, family members, I will give you the phone number for our motivational call with the Godmother. Sister Tiffany, are you there? Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the word, Lord. We thank you for your word. Show us what we need to do. Change each one of us, Father. Allow us to be that witness, Father God, lining up with your plan and purpose for our life. I thank you, Father God, for Evangelist Gwen Beatty. She knows your word. She stands on your word. We are in agreement with her, Father God, that she is healthy. Father God, I thank you because we know cancer has a name and it bows to the authority of Jesus. I thank you for Mr. Banks, Father God. You are the healer. You came with healing, Lord Jesus, on your wings, and it belongs to your children, and it belongs to him. So whatever is going on in his body, Father God, it must be restored. It must be rectified. It must be turned around in the name of Jesus. I thank you that he has favor today in the hospital with the physician, with the anesthesiologist, with the nurses, Father God. I thank you that you've given the doctors strategically what to do, Father God. Nothing else will be done except what is supposed to be done in the name of Jesus. And I speak peace over Evangelist Gwen's family. I speak peace over Mr. Banks' family in the mighty name of Jesus. Family, the phone number following this call for our Artist International Motivational Call with the Godmother is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539598#. Again, that's 530-881-1300. PIN code 539598#. Pastor Vanessa, please come give us the benediction and release the people. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for this Witnessing Wednesday, where we get to witness your wonderful works in our lives. We celebrate you, Lord God, and for each and every listener on this line, our entire TMC family, our entire Artists International family, and to the body of Christ, we thank you that you're stirring up the gifts of God inside of us. And as we choose to lay hands on our own head and desire the godly mindset that comes from you, we'll learn how to ask the right questions with our experiences. We'll learn how to gain from the knowledge, the godly understanding, so that we purposefully are men and women full of the wisdom of God. Now, as we leave this call, the Never Your Presence, as we've got our spiritual burning, now we'll cross over to the Learning Motivational Call and get some strategic learning about being those marketplace ministers. We will always point others back to you. We will always decree and declare to the heavenlies that you, Jesus, are Lord. So have your way in our lives today. Let the blood of Jesus be on the doorposts of our minds. The firewall of God be around us and our families. The favor of God be on us in our going in and our coming out. And we will forever give you and you alone the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.